AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks finished with big gains, the Dow up 1,200 points at the close. It's based on a report from the government that inflation cooled more than expected last month. President Biden is paying attention.
Mainstream economists are saying this is a really positive sign of the resilience of the economic recovery. It's going to take time to get inflation back to normal levels. We could see setbacks along the way, I realize that. But we are laser focused on it.
Investors see today's report as a sign the worst of inflation may have passed. Arizona and Nevada are the two states still counting votes in big races for Senate and in Arizona for governor, too. In the Senate races, party control is up for grabs. Georgia is in the mix, too. There will be a runoff on December 6th between Republican Herschel Walker and the incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock.
I did warn y'all that we might be spending Thanksgiving together. And here we are. So I'm going to need you to stick with me for four more weeks.
What initially appeared to be a Democratic win in the Idaho House has turned into a Republican victory after a glitch in reporting early voting was corrected. Tropical storm Nicole is threatening a row of high-rise condominiums in places in Florida where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. This is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're ready and we have resources to respond to whatever post-storm needs may arise. And I declared a state of emergency on Monday for 34 counties so that they had ample time to prepare for the storm. This morning, as an abundance of caution, we've expanded that to all counties.
A jury in New York is ordering Oscar-winning filmmaker Paul Haggis to pay at least $7.5 million to a publicist who accused him of rape. 36 years later, a large section of the destroyed Space Shuttle Challenger has been found buried in the sand at the bottom of the Atlantic. This is AP News. The D.C. Attorney General is suing the Washington Commanders, its owner, and the NFL. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Mr. Snyder lied to D.C. consumers when he denied knowing anything about the allegations of a hostile work environment and culture of sexual harassment.
D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine laying out the central allegation behind the civil consumer protection lawsuit against the Washington Commanders, owner Dan Snyder, the NFL, and Commissioner Roger Goodell. The NFL had conducted its own probe, but Racine says the league and Snyder had a private understanding.
This agreement enabled information about the investigation to be shared with Mr. Snyder and gave him the keys to determine what could and what could not be shared with the public.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.